as she reached her destination. The abandoned Adirondack Outlets was yet another commentary on the pervasiveness of Amazon Prime. The one-story strip mall was a horseshoe without a hoof, the storefronts along the two long sides bearing the remnants of their brands, faded laminations and off-kilter signs with names like Van Heusen, Izod, and Nike, and Dansk, the ghosts of commerce past. Behind dusty glass, there was no merchandise available for purchase anymore, and no one had been on the property with a charge card for at least a year. Only hard-scrabble weeds in the cracks of the promenade and barn swallows in the eaves inhabiting the site. Likewise, the food court that united the Eastern and Western arms was no longer offering soft serve or Starbucks or lunch. As a hot flash cranked her internal temperature up, she cracked the window and then put the thing all the way down. March in Caldwell, New York, was like winter in a lot of places, still considered northerly in latitude, and thank God for it. Breathing in the cold, damp air, she told herself this was not a bad idea. Nah, not at all. Here she was, alone at midnight, chasing down the lead on a story she wasn't writing for her employer, the Caldwell Courier-Journal, without anyone at her new apartment waiting up for her, without anyone on the planet who would claim her mangled corpse when it was found from the smell in a ditch a week from now. Letting the car roll to a stop, she killed the headlights and stayed where she was. No moon out tonight, so she had dressed right, all black. But without any illumination from the heavens, her eyes strained at the darkness, and not because she was greedy to see the details on the decaying structure. Nope. At the moment, she was worried she was about to provide fodder for a true crime garage, as unease tickled her nape, like someone was trying to get her attention by running the point of a carving knife over her skin. Her stomach let out a howl and she jumped. Without any debate, she went diving into her purse again. Passing by the three Slim Jims she had left, she went straight up Hershey this time. And the efficiency with which she stripped that mass-produced chocolate of its clothing was a sad commentary on her diet. When she was finished, she was still hungry, and not because there wasn't food in her belly. As always, the only two things she could eat failed to satisfy her gnawing craving, to say nothing of her nutritional needs. Putting up her window, she took her backpack and got out. The crackling sound of the treads of her running shoes on the shoulder of the road seemed loud as a concert, and she wished she wasn't getting over a cold. Like her sense of smell could be helpful, though? And when was the last time she'd considered that possibility outside of a milk carton check? She really needed to give these wild goose chases up. Two-strapping her backpack, she locked the car and pulled the hood of her windbreaker up over her red hair. No heel towing. She left it, keeping the soles of her Brooks flat to quiet her footfalls. As her eyes adjusted, all she saw were the shadows around her, the hidey holes in corners and nooks formed by the mall's doorways, and the benches pockets of gotcha with which mashers could play a grown-up's game of keep-away until they were ready to attack. When she got to a heavy chain that was strung across the entry to the promenade, she looked around. There was nobody in the parking lots that ran down the outside of the flanks. No one in the center area formed by the open-ended rectangle. Not a soul on the road that she had taken up to this rise above Route 149. Jo told herself that this was good. It meant no one was going to jump her. Her adrenal glands, on the other hand, informed her that this actually meant no one was around to hear her scream for help. Refocusing on the chain, she had some thought that if she swung her leg over it and proceeded on the other side, she would not come back the same. "Stop it," she said, kicking her foot up. She chose the right side of the stores, and as rain started to fall, she was glad the architect had thought to cover the walkways overhead. What had been not so smart was anyone thinking a shopping center with no interior corridors could survive in a zip code this close to Canada. Saving $10 on a pair of candlesticks or a bathing suit was not going to keep anybody warm enough to shop outside October to April, and that was true even before you factored in the current era of free next-day shipping.